Hello, my name is TD3, and this is my podcast, TD3 Brains, where I talk about everything, ranging from coronavirus, to politics, to history. You guys suggest it, and I'll post it. Now, let's get on to the video. Welcome back, guys. Today we're going to be talking about Jimmy Donaldson, a YouTuber, philanthropist, and businessman. This guy is very famous because he gives away tons and tons of money, right? And many things, and there's been many videos from people. He's one of those people that, like, says they're going to give out a bunch of money, right? And usually people, like, scam people, and they're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna give you $1 billion if you just do this, and they're like, oh yay, and they do it, and then, like, they're like, he, like, gives them fake $1 million, and then, like, the end of the video ends, right, and nothing comes out about it, right, but he actually gives the money, which is the crazy part about this, okay. So, I just want to talk about a little bit of his achievements and his life, okay. He started posting videos around the age of 13, right. He then went viral in 2017. And these were all immature, swearing, type teenager, like, you know what to expect, right? Anyway, around 2019, 2020, his channel blew up. He got 10 million subscribers in less than 1 year, and also is the 11th most subscribed channel on YouTube, right? The second most subscribed channel owned by a YouTuber, and the most subscribed owned by a YouTuber from the US. So, that basically means that he's the 11th most subscribed YouTube channel on YouTube, right? But then he's the second most subscribed YouTube channel that was owned by a YouTuber, which basically means that most of the main channels are, like, on sort of, like, most subscribed, or, like, T-Series, or, like, Cocomelon, which are channels or, like, companies, right? Companies making videos, right? And so, he is a single person doing this, right? This is not like a big company. He's like the main protagonist of this YouTube channel. And he's the most subscribed YouTube channel in the US. From the US. That's a YouTuber. So, he has five other channels, like I mentioned. And he has 64.1 million subscribers and 11.3 billion total views. So, this person, I'll talk about a couple of his business ventures as well as his philanthropy stuff. He has done a ton of stuff for people, okay? I'm sorry I'm missing up on my words, but he gives away tons of money, okay? So, he is one of those people that posts up videos where, like, give $10,000 to this person, right? And he's like that. But if you look at his description on YouTube, it says these are his accomplishments. He's raised $20 million to plant 20 million trees. This happened around around 2019, and end of 2019, he teamed up with a former NASA engineer and Apple worker, Mark Fober, who also has a YouTube channel, and he talked about this new thing that they were working together called hashtag Team Trees. Basically, every dollar you donate each dollar you donate was a tree, right? And so they wanted to replace the earth, right, and put trees there, right, because trees are what we need. Okay, he's also given over millions to charity. The way he does this is he gets sponsors. He started with an amount of money. He used that money to make his first videos, right, and to like sort of start up his YouTube channel. Like, he was like, he gave away his like first $1,000 to like this person, right, and that sort of started up. People wanted to sponsor him now, right, because they were like, this is an up and coming guy. So one of his most famous sponsors, called Honey, has been working with him for a while now. So, anyway, he is a crazy guy. He gets the sponsors, and then all the money from the sponsors and all the money from the video, he gives away, right? He lives in, like what you would usually expect of, like, an 18-year-old who has, like, a job at a restaurant, right? Like, he's, like, a food guy from, like, a food shop. Not a philanthropist and businessman, right? You wouldn't expect him to live in his home, but he doesn't even have a nice car, right? He has a very not nice home and not a nice car. He spends all his money helping others. So, anyway, back to his achievements. He's donated over 100 cars, gave away a private island, given over 100 video game systems, given away $1 million in one video, counted to 100,000. Oh yeah, he's also got some other like little things, because when he was first making a YouTube channel, he sort of like these little like, oh yeah, I'm gonna watch this video for 10 hours, or I'm gonna read the whole dictionary, or count to 100,000, right? And he basically spent like hours, like there's videos of him just counting to 100,000. Like, why would anyone do that, right? He's even watched paint dry. He's also Ubered across America, and also ran a marathon in the world's largest shoes, and adopted every dog in a shelter. So he's got a couple of big achievements on there. One of the also amazing things about him is that in 2020/2021, he made a channel called Beast Philanthropy. This is one of his five other channels, other than his main channel. The base of this channel was he would post videos, and all the revenue, ad revenue he got, and all the merch money, all the money that comes from the video. Basically, all the money that comes from this channel would be given away, okay? And he opened a food shelter that time, too, and he has been working towards making that place a better world. He's the example of someone who has a lot of money and who gives it all away. He basically gets like $1 million and then immediately gives $1 million away. If that makes sense. So he is a pretty, pretty amazing person, right? So someone made a while in 2021, there was this platform called SurveyMonkey that did a survey on it, right? And it showed that he was one of the most well-liked YouTubers on the platform. With 70% of all the people who did this survey as a favorable view of him, only 12% didn't have a view. And, I mean, he's gotten a couple allegations for stuff, right? And he's, as well as that, he's also, because of his videos beforehand where he swore and did some bad stuff. Like, he didn't do bad stuff, but it was very inappropriate and stuff. Like, stuff the kids shouldn't be watching, right? He's gotten very cancelled for that, if that makes sense. He's gotten, in trouble. People have, gotten angry at him, if that makes sense. But, I mean, every person has their problems. As well as that, he's also gotten... He's also gotten a bunch of awards. Okay, let me just read this, okay? 2019, he's gotten a lot of these things called Streamy Awards, right? In 2019, he got the Breakout Creator Award. And he also was nominated for the Best Ensemble Cast and the Best Creator of the Year. Then in 2020, he got YouTuber of the Year, Creator of the Year, Live Special, Social Good Creator, Social Good Nonprofit. And then he was nominated for the 2021 Kids' Choice Awards Favorite Male Social Star. So, he is a pretty famous person, okay? And he also does a lot of collaborations with tons of people, including a famous, a couple times he's met with a famous world eater named Joey Chestnut, who has many Guinness World Records. Now, I'm not trying to point... Any of the adult viewers on this might be like, oh, you're talking about a YouTuber? I'm just trying to say that this is most, like, Minecraft or, like, Fortnite or, like, other random stuff. Those guys are, not the best. I'm not talking about those guys. I'm talking about someone who uses all the money he gets to give away. This is a true, hero for some people. He's given he gave $10,000 to people who were stuck in quarantine. And $10,000 is a lot of money, okay? He is a pretty amazing person. And I would just recommend that you just check him out, okay? Because he has raised so much money for these companies and stuff, right? He's collaborated a lot, and he's just a pretty awesome person, right? Like, I mean, everyone has their problems. Like, there's no perfect person on Earth, right? But he is right now in 2021. I'm not saying anything, I'm not talking about before, when it was, like, 2013, 2014, 2015, right? Where he was inappropriate and, immature. I'm talking about right now. 2020 and 2021, he changed the world, basically. So, anyway, what did you guys think of Mr. Beast? That's the question of the day. And what do you think of this guy? Oh, one more thing I want to mention is that I just missed it. Oopsies. Oh, yeah. He also suffers from Crohn's disease, which is a type of inflammatory bowel disease that, he's also affected by Crohn's disease, right? It's just a thing he's had a problem with it, right? Anyway, thank you guys for listening, and I hope you guys have a great day today. Bye. Oopsies. Sorry, guys. I just turned off.